Chapter 4. Celebrate Your Generation's Freedom. A Vanguard Champions the Cause. As Norfolk's African American population spread west from the downtown Black business district in the early 1920s, whites established a geographical color line at Corprew Avenue in the Brambleton neighborhood. This one-street buffer zone became known as the deadline to Norfolk locals. White public opinion determined that the neighborhoods east of Corprew would remain for whites only. Mobs violently chased off two Black families who bought houses on this street. In 1923, a Norfolk City Council member participated with an armed mob of 80 to 100 men who ordered a Black family to move immediately from Corprew Avenue. They denied Norfolk's Blacks their liberty, justice, and rights that Du Bois said makes life worth living. He labeled these segregated places the Valley of the Shadow of Death for Black people. Ironically, today, Norfolk State University stands proudly on Corprew Avenue in this neighborhood where white tyranny had enforced segregation. A couple of years ago, I prayed for grace to bridge color and generational lines as I walked across this street almost every week. At the invitation of some NSU students, I crossed onto their campus and started a student-led discipleship ministry. One would expect African American students to celebrate the freedom that NSU's presence on Corprew Avenue verifies. Yet, in regard to the color line that still exists in missions, the following Du Bois prediction of a coming awakening remains unrealized. Quote, "But back of this still broods silently the deep religious feeling of the real Negro heart, the stirring, unguided might of powerful human souls who have lost the guiding star of the past and seek in the great night a new religious ideal. Someday, the awakening will come when the pent-up vigor of 10 million souls shall sweep irresistibly toward the goal, out of the valley of the shadow of death, where all that makes life worth living, liberty, justice, and right, is marked for whites only." End quote. I believe that deep religious feeling still broods silently in the unsatisfied hearts of Christian students whom I know on this campus and others. This kind of spiritual awakening resists the hypocrisy of putting on a front to survive under unjust systems as accommodationists. Although arriving here years after the civil rights movement, something stirs the unguided might of their powerful human souls to seek a new religious ideal. Apparently, the awakening, predicted by Du Bois, has yet to come, when pent-up vigor will sweep millions of African Americans irresistibly toward the goal of ultimate freedom in Christ. I believe that Du Bois saw only the symptoms of a deeper problem that keeps African American hearts still yearning for what makes life worth living. For the greatest right of any human soul is the liberty to respond obediently to the love that the Holy Spirit embeds in the heart. Indeed, the Spirit of Jesus Christ compels African American believers with His love to declare His great majesty and salvation to the nations. Christ's love creates the pent-up vigor that your Vanguard leadership will draw upon to sweep students toward the goal of making disciples for Him from all nations without race discrimination. Yet, in regard to African American Christians, Jesus' Great Commission might as well be marked for whites only. For you, Global Missions Fields remains your segregated death valleys, with geographical color lines and more. Instead of rising like a mighty army, Black and white American Christians wait in a stalemate, like segregated spiritual mobs stuck in the past on dead dividing lines. What Du Bois concluded years before the civil rights movement still holds true in America for Black and white missions mobilization today. Quote, "They both act as reciprocal cause and effect. Both must change or neither can improve to any great extent. Only by a union of intelligence and sympathy across the color line, in this critical period of the Republic, shall justice and right triumph." End quote. Meanwhile, I observe students your age wanting more than the American dream, which many of your parents relentlessly pursue with their liberty and rights. More students express their desires to make eternal differences with their lives. Take the great opportunity, for justice's sake, to introduce them to the awakening truth that Jesus Christ is our commissioner. Celebrate your generation's freedom. So many will discover their worldwide ministry potential through obedience to His Great Commission's mandate. What a blessing to inform other African American students of their great calling as ministers of the gospel. How will the Holy Spirit empower students when William Carey's mission's challenge to all Christians also grips them? Will not a great sense of destiny inspire them to know that Christ is now overriding past discrimination against their ancestors to give them their day as missions leaders? How much more effective will their discipleship become when African American students discover that following Christ obligates them to make for Him disciples from all nations? What glory will they receive when Christ accomplishes in and through them the eternal purpose of God? What transformations will occur as the Father purifies them for fruitfulness? Would not African American students obeying Christ's commission bless us all? Is it not your and my privilege to obediently pray for Christ to send them as laborers into His harvest, and to act justly by supporting their obedience to Him? Begin enlisting fellow students to line up with you and deploy for action. This section of the book challenges you to muster with them right away, while still in school. I call on you to celebrate your freedom in Christ, to obey His compelling love, regardless of unbiblical status quo opinions or racial divides. Champion the Bible's authority and keep struggling for freedom from survival mentalities and hurts of past generations. Gain a winning mentality to run with perseverance the course that Jesus lays out for you as His disciple maker of all nations. Unleash from a survival mentality. For their part, many African Americans' powerful potential in world missions remains lost in their struggles. African American struggles for survival, freedom, racial equality, educational opportunities, financial security, achievement of the American dream, and determination to never go back into poverty squashed William Carey's challenge to sacrificially obey Christ's commission. I have seen upwardly mobile African Americans teach their children to get a good education, get out of poverty, flee impoverished communities, and pursue the American dream with their families. Usually, African Americans who overcome these struggles stick with the black middle class rather than sacrificially obeying Christ's commission. I have also observed that, without generational wealth, many African Americans remain bound by survival mentalities that prevent their mission's mobilization. Reject prosperity theology's selfishness. Christian African Americans' growing acceptance of prosperity theology's selfish materialism brings a demobilizing effect. African Americans claiming wealth, health, and security from Christ's death remain unaware of, or uncommitted to, His command to sacrificially take up their crosses to serve worldwide. Jesus taught His disciples to prepare them to follow His example and suffer like Him for love's sake. To believe in Christ requires adopting His principle of complete self-surrender to God. At best, African Americans pursuing prosperity limit missions to short-term trips that do not require self-sacrifice nor cost them the American dream. Would not Christ also call some of them to sacrificial long-term missions? Next, I challenge you to seek God's calling and assignment through discipleship so you may deploy other students with this process. I share God's work in my heart during a college summer break that inspires me still. Amazingly, as I sat on a wooden board at a camp for African American children in rural North Carolina, He called me to challenge you to seek Him and His will.